Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
This is the Fix Your Sciatica Podcast. So let's talk about another cool success story with the patient advocate program. I've developed this program because I wanted to be able to help people all across the world. And so today's success story is with Natalie Rial, and she's based out of Australia. She'll tell you a little bit more about herself. But Natalie, so good to see you, and thank you so much for being on today's episode.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, the honor's all mine. I have to say, when you've been dealing with pain for such a long period of time and you were on the search for answers, it takes a lot of trust in the other person to say, hey, these are the things I'm dealing with. Can you help me? And we really took that leap together because we live on two different parts of the planet. So Natalie, if you could tell us a little bit more about yourself and your sciatic pain journey to what led you to us meeting.
So yeah, my name's Natalie, and I was doing Pilates in September, October of last year. I hadn't done much form of exercise after my three children, homeschooling three children, and I started doing Pilates. However, it was a level two Pilates. It was the only time bracket I could manage to get away to do. I feel that I injured myself with stretching. Put the diastasis recti on my stomach and I was out of posture. And so, yeah, it led to sciatica, which got worse over time, trying different things to make it better. Felt like I'd actually made it worse. Yeah, so I tried various things from chiro to physio, acupuncture, anything you can think of to tried. And I was at my wit's end because by this stage, it was well and truly over 6 months of dealing with the pain. And so I think I met you in April. Is it March or April this year? And, yeah, it was a long time to be in a lot of pain. So how I found you was I was searching for a frequency on Spotify to help with pain. So I've done that before with, you know, headaches and different things, just looking up different frequency to tune into, and one of your podcasts popped up, and that's how I found you. And I figured to myself that even though I don't know you, I'd heard a couple of reviews and a woman had very similar to what I was experiencing. And I guess it worked out so much like less risk of the amount of money that I had spent with chiro, physio, osteo, all of those. I think I'd even spent about $600 with an osteopath. What did I have to lose? It was only, I think, converted to $39 Australian dollars. It was not very much for a whole week of support, you know, whenever I needed it through message. I was actually really surprised because when you first gave me the exercises to do, I must admit, I thought, how is this really going to affect, like make much of a difference? However, it really did, because a lot of what the other people, chiro, physio, all of those, they all had something similar to do with the quad. Just the way that they were actually getting me to do that So they were spot on with that part of it. But the way that they were getting me to do it was actually causing me, like pinching my nerve, which I just feel was damaging it. And when you gave me certain techniques and it wasn't actually pinching it, I noticed that if I had missed a couple or didn't do it as often, it would be there again, you know, more than, yeah, but it was fading away over time. So, yeah, that's been amazing for me, being a homeschool mum. I was in a lot of pain and tears. I couldn't even stand up at times. And, yeah, so I'm still doing the stretches. I know that it's strengthening my core and all of that. It's made such a massive difference for me. So, yeah, that's why I'm more than happy to do this podcast with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing journey. I remember when we first started talking, and you know, I would say whenever I get with someone on a call, a large part of what I'm trying to do is just get a better understanding of what the scenario is and what some of the patterns are. And I think that often gets lost in a lot of the just how the medical system operates, where we might not necessarily have the time to be able to ask the deeper questions and try to get a better understanding of the challenges. And so I think you said in this call, you were dealing with some diastasis as well. And listeners, the term diastasis is what they call the separation of your abdominals, which often happens post during and post-pregnancy, but it can also happen in men who aren't carrying children. And what that tells me, and I've said this on another podcast episode, is oftentimes when you have a diastasis is that you have this change in pressure dynamics. And what does that mean? Is that when you look at your abdomen, you have, or if you look at your core, it's anywhere between your shoulders and your hips. So that means that you have your abs, you have your back muscles, you have your obliques, but then you also have your pelvic floor, and then you also have your rib cage and your diaphragm. And the thing is the fact that when you're pregnant, the dynamics of that pressure will change because you have a growing baby, growing human in them. If you have multiple children and you haven't fully recovered, you can actually have a separation of your abdominals and everything actually just get pushed forward. And so when I hear diastasis, I'm thinking, okay, everything is pushing forward. You're out in Australia and, you know, in that part of the world, you had a couple of like the really amazing physical therapists who were very focused on back extensions and trying to get the core strength, but it ends up becoming very challenging because if everything is pushing forward, then you're already in an extended position to begin with, right? And so I had that piece, and then you described your pain as a pinch and then it radiated down. And that comes to mind, okay, yes, if there is pinching, there is in fact pinching. I'm like, why is something pinching when you're in the extended position? And I visualized, I said, okay, then we're probably most likely dealing with pinching of your bones on the nerves. And so let's restore a little bit of that neutral aspect of it. So, you know, this is all my suspicion, right? And here's my suspicion, but we have to test it out, right? And I really appreciated your level of trust and patience with me to be able to say, hey, let's try this out. Let's see how this goes. Right. Yeah. And then once we did, we were able to say, oh my goodness, you know, we were able to see these changes. So I appreciate that because it is a lot to ask someone, especially when you're communicating, you know, across the globe and you're like, hey, you know, try something that can be so simple. And then it was very cool to see the improvements.
Oh, absolutely. So good for me. Yeah. Just to be able to do that. And I noticed that if I'd missed doing it a couple of days or didn't do it as much, then you know, standing up, I had to be conscious of my posture and how I was standing, because one thing that you did say to me that really stood out was ribs down now, and so it sort of made me my pelvis sort of came forward, and being more conscious of that was over time, which I'm actually very impressed of the time that I was in pain to the time that I was able to get out of it. I didn't think that I was ever going to get out of it because I'd been in the pain for so long. And I had no clue where else to go to figure it out. You know, and yeah, as soon as I'd lay down, it would just start to go away. Not straight away, but it would like fade away. And then it was like, okay, I would have to lay down for the rest of my life so that I'm not in pain. It was very hard to manage three kids, but to be able to then just pick up my kids again, pick up my 10-year-old, you know, like I wasn't able to do that before, and being conscious about my lifting and yeah, not having injured it again by lifting. So just absolutely remarkable. Actually, I can't thank you enough because yeah, I'm just so impressed and so relieved to not be in that pain anymore. It's so good.
This episode is brought to you by the Patient Advocate Program. Are you tired of not having support between your rehab sessions? Introducing the Patient Advocate Program, and we're focused on your recovery and we're offering you 24/7 access to a doctorate of physical therapy. Stop waiting in line to be seen and stop spending hours doing long exercise programs. Imagine being able to get all of your care delivered straight to your phone. Best of all, it's affordable. We believe everyone deserves top-notch relief without breaking the bank. So why wait? Take control of your health today and visit PTPatientAdvocate.com and book your free call with our experts.
I'm so glad. Yeah, and this is my job, is to get you out of pain so you can go back to living your life and doing all the things. And I've been working throughout the entire spectrum from a healthcare standpoint, and also from a health management standpoint, because you know, I got out of school, was working primarily with injuries, and then I transitioned into my own fitness studio and worked from fitness industry or injuries to just getting people strong and healthy. And over the years, I realized instead of then working the entire gamut, which I absolutely can, one thing that I find particularly I am passionate about is actually getting people so they can live those lives. And so from there, I said, let me focus on taking care of that pain, make it so that you can go back to doing all the activities. So when it comes to the future, right, because now there was a period of time where you thought that you would live in this pain forever, which it gets very, very hard when you are in the thick of it, right? Yeah. Here you are feeling a lot better. The world is your oyster. There's so many possibilities, right? Now, this was not a question that I sent over to you before we got a chance to hop onto this call, but what are you looking most forward to? In regards to you, like, what do you want to do now, or what are you looking forward to now that you don't have this pain?
Yeah, well, I mean, I want to get back into maybe a little bit of Pilates, or definitely not such a hardcore level. However, yeah, because the reformer is, I find, low impact. It was more me going in, you know, at such a high level without having done any exercise. And so, yeah, with homeschooling, just implementing that for my kids to see, you know, self-care, all of that. I do my stretches. They see me doing yoga in the mornings and stretches like that. And, yeah, I enjoy going to Pilates, but I think mostly for me it's just to be able to kick the soccer ball around again with my son. I was kicking the ball out the front. And, you know, getting goals. And my daughter loves doing silks out the back. Yeah, so just being able to do things with them again that I haven't been able to do for so long. I was checking my three-year-old around, yeah, at the park yesterday. She said, "Chase me." And, yes, I was just running after her. And I haven't been able to do that for so long. I've literally been in tears with pain, like on the daily, just with feeling like I couldn't do any, I don't know what else to do about it. So, yeah, when I tuned in that night to the frequency and found you, yeah, it all just changed from there. And I'm just so grateful for that.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you to be able to, I'm so glad that you're playing with the kids now. But I mean, yeah, as they continue to get bigger, I'm excited for you to, you know, continue to keep up with them. And this actually really reminds me that I should be interviewing a couple of Pilates instructors, because I'm a huge fan of Pilates. Unfortunately, just like any other physical activity, there's always a risk of getting hurt. And I realized that Pilates is something I haven't interviewed yet. So I have to look into that. But that also reminds me, I'm going to send over a video to you, listeners, and to you, Natalie, as well, about just a little bit of a breakdown from a Pilates standpoint. So I'm going to, that's like a big reminder for me. And for the listeners out there who are listening to your story and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, Natalie went through this big journey and now she can go back to, you know, playing with her kids. I'll just do something, you know, like simple messaging through like WhatsApp, right? What, for those who are kind of on the fence and not really sure, you know, what to think or what they should be doing, do you have any words of advice for them that can help them make a decision on possibly, you know, getting started in a program like this?
Yeah, well, I mean, it didn't cost me anything initially to have the consult with you and, you know, explain what I'm experiencing and all of that. I guess that's what, when you had a few things to come back at that made sense to me, I guess just get in touch with Ash because, yeah, you can let him know what it is that you're experiencing and go from there. It's not, compared to what I've had to pay to try and get results, it's nothing. So, yeah, I just highly recommend that you get in touch with Ash and let him know what you're experiencing to make that better. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. Yeah, listeners, you really have nothing to lose when we meet. I offer a free 30-minute call where we just get an opportunity to talk about what you've been going through. You never chose to be in this pain. And as a result, I believe that you shouldn't have to, you know, dish out an arm and a leg, especially when your arm and a leg are killing you. So there truthfully isn't anything to lose. We start off with a free call. And if I can help you, I'll tell you a little bit more about what that looks like. But as you can hear, we can work even just across oceans and still have some really amazing results, which is so, so cool.
Absolutely.
Speaking of oceans, right? You actually run an online business yourself. And I'm always a huge fan of, you know, I'm always a huge fan of meeting people who run their own online businesses. And it looks like you are actually quite successful in helping other folks. So tell us a little bit more about that and how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, well, I have two Instagram pages. One's the Nat Reale, Nat R-E-A-L-E underscore. And the one's Freedom with Nat. And so what I do is I partner people with a community and holistic education academy that empowers you with the skills to master your mindset and, you know, create an income online, being a homeschool mum. We have a busy cafe and it's a popular little cafe. However, it does take up a lot of our time. So I was 15 months ago looking for other ways to earn income and what other homeschool families are doing so that you can spend more time together. And I found this company in Japan by the name of Enagic. Have you heard of Kangen Water? No. You have? Yeah. So I'm going to Japan next month. It's their 50th anniversary to the Blue Zone in Okinawa in Japan, where I get to tour just the whole place and get to see how it's all made. And I partnered with them 15 months ago. I noticed a change in my health my hydration from the water. It's molecular hydrogen. And there's so many things that the water ionizer does. And so I just fell in love with that and the opportunity that, because it's changing so many lives, one household at a time. I just started sharing that and it's just gone amazing. I am so grateful that I did that. It's just the best water to drink. Being tap water, you know, all the chemicals and things that are in our tap water, people don't really realize how, you know, the effects of that on the body, inflammation and all of that. So yeah, it's health and wealth all in the one thing. And yeah, I just couldn't recommend it anymore because it's just so good. And I give people water samples and they I send my water ionizer to people to try, things like that. And they all end up coming back and wanting one after they're educated on what it does. So yeah. What type of water do you drink, Ash?
That's so cool. And listeners, I'm going to go ahead and put the information into the show notes. I will say, interesting enough, when I was living in New Jersey, particularly when I was living in Manhattan, the water that Manhattan, New York, like New York City gets is actually water directly from the Catskills. And so what was really interesting was that it was the best tasting tap water I've ever experienced. It was sweet. It was clean. It was cold all the time. And then we moved out here to California, and all of our refrigerators actually had water filters on them, which I was so glad, because filtered water is really great. And then we just transitioned to our own kind of like water filter as well. I forgot the name, but anyway, huge fan. I think over the years, as I've gotten older, I realized that something as simple as the water that you put in your body has a huge impact in regards to your health. And I think it's important. Like, and I'm glad that you brought it up, is this concept of taking a moment to just reflect in regards to looking at how you're feeling, right? Because, you know, something as simple as water, you wouldn't even think, okay, well, if I just change the water that I drink, my health will start to improve. But I think what's important is that people have to understand that if you are going to be making specific changes to your life, no matter how simple, you have to take a baseline in regards to how you feel. You have to take a baseline in regards to what your health is like, because it is challenging on a day-to-day basis to see, am I getting healthier or not? I think luckily with pain, especially the pain that you were dealing with, you know, we were able to actually like make these simple changes, and you were able to actually truly experience the changes pretty quickly, right? Am I in pain? Am I out of pain? Or do I have more or less pain? From a general health standpoint, it's a little bit more challenging. So to be able to establish a baseline and see how are you feeling, and then maybe in a couple of weeks, it's like, how are you feeling? Really, really important.
That's right. And that's what I recommend when someone borrows my water ionizer, to drink the water for 3 weeks and then stop drinking it and see how you feel. They notice a difference then when they stop drinking that water and they're like, I have to have it. Molecular hydrogen. I used to just have a water filter. I've tried numerous amounts of water filters, but I hadn't even heard a pin drop about the molecular hydrogen. It was just filtered water that I had. And now that I know what I know and have experienced what I've experienced, I couldn't go back to just my filtered water. I've got the whole house filtered, and I have a filter on our water. However, this ionizer is connected to the tap, and so it filters all the fluoride. Just one filter filters all the fluoride. And then, for Australian standard, Australia's water, they've increased the chlorine in the water quite a bit, and when I go somewhere else or to a hotel or somewhere, you can definitely smell that in the water. And I just think that you become the filter then, you know, when you shower in that, what you're showering in, what you're drinking, it makes a huge difference in your health, mental clarity, all of that. So I guess that's why I'm so passionate about sharing the water with other people, and where the platform can actually take you financially as well. So we want to sell our cafe and just do this, as it offers time freedom, location freedom, and all of that. So we've got a beautiful team coming with us, and super excited to be celebrating their 50th anniversary in Japan in 4 weeks.
Amazing. What a big journey you've been through, from pain management standpoint into this amazing life that you've built. And listeners, the Patient Advocate Program was developed to make it so that you wouldn't, one, obviously spend an arm and a leg trying to take care of this pain, but also, number two, provide you the flexibility and convenience that you can take care of your pain anywhere in the world, and also not have to spend 2 to 3 hours a week of just trying to manage it. And so if you are short on time, if you spent so much money on just trying to manage this pain, then this program can actually be particularly helpful for you. And that is a testament to that. And so, listeners, if you want to get in touch with Nat, I'm going to put her Instagram into the show notes, And if you want to hear a little bit more about the Patient Advocate Program, I'm going to put the link in the show notes as well, but it's ptpatientadvocate.com, and book your free call whenever you get the chance. Nat, it was so great to see you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited for your success, and the world is yours. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Ash. So grateful.
The pleasure is all mine.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you got some help from today's podcast. And for more info, check us out at ifixyoursciatica.com. Have a fantastic and pain-free day. No patient-therapist relationship is formed by listening to this podcast. We are not providing medical advice, and all information should be confirmed by a medical provider.